Sean, that's a third 1-1 draw against Crewe. What are your emotions at the final whistle?
I was just really pleased with the level of performance once again. You know, we could have been, as football, I suppose, we could have been out of sight in the first 10 minutes, but, you know, a different Crewe side than you've normally seen, you know, difficult pitch, but, you know, getting the ball forward really early and playing off second balls, but I thought we were, I thought defensively we were excellent. Can't really remember them having, I think they had a half a chance with a header, but straight at Neil. We just looked at the goal, you know, maybe we had an extra man in the wall, which we didn't need, which would have gave us another body. But yeah, disappointed in the result, in the sense that we felt we did enough to, well, did more than enough to get 3 points, but delighted with the level of performance once again.
Well, the way you came out in that first half, certainly if you look at the first 15 minutes, Bradshaw having a shot, Sawyers having a shot, Bradshaw hitting the bar, you must have been impressed how they bounced back from last weekend.
Well, we played really well last weekend, so we just carried on. You know, goals might mask, you know, people's perceptions of performances will be masked by goals, but we felt we played really well at home. So it was just a case of, you know, keep doing the same things. Our defensive shape was excellent, and on a pitch like this, on a day like this when it's cold, and you know, a Crewe team that get the ball forward really early or as early as they can, I thought we were excellent.
How do you think you started your second half?
Fine. We had a great opportunity in the first minute, was it? So we started fine. You know, we gave a free kick away, but that's, you know, the big centre forward, and they hit. We're going to give free kicks away. It's just from an organisation point of view, when we've looked at it, was he going to score from 30 odd yards out? Probably not. So if we'd have put two men in the wall, I think we'd have had somebody in that space where Brad Inman came round and got the header. So it's just, they're the little details that sometimes cost you.
I suppose if you were going to get your 10th away win of the season, it would have come in that 4 minute spell in the second half, and Crewe's number one Ben Garrett showing what a top prospect he is.
Yeah, I think all game he's kept them in it, and you know, if you go two or three goals up, then you can, it's almost extremely difficult for any team, but you know, 1-0 gives them a chance, and like I said, it's the longer the game went on, or the longer the game was going to go on, they would have probably gone a little bit more, it would have opened the game up a little bit, and we probably could have scored another one, but scoring so quickly, I think, in the second half, I'm just impressed with it. It didn't rattle us. It was just like, well, okay, you know, that's football. We've just got to carry on doing what we've been doing, because it's, you know, if we can, the amount of chances we created, then, you know, I think we did that through the whole game, and some of our possession play was really good, in the sense it, you know, we weren't keeping it for the sake of keeping it. We're keeping it to try and get Tom in, or Romain in, or Milan, and so, no, like I said, I'm. Level of performance, you know, for a group, for this group, has been terrific all season, and they've just got to keep it going.
Three changes made this afternoon: Neil Etheridge back in goal, Matt Preston in defence. What was your reason for leaving Rico Henry out today in preference of Milan Lukaku? No answer to that. What do you think about James O'Connor's missing this afternoon, Matt Preston coming in? He slotted in very well, but how long will James O'Connor be out of the side?
He's been playing with painkillers. He's had a dead leg on his thigh, so, and he trained yesterday, and it's clearly not getting any better. So we scanned him, and he's got one of those deep trapped fluid deep in his thigh, so they aspirated it. So just, you know, hopefully he'll be okay for next week. It's one of those, we, you know, it's probably not as serious as a strain. I think if he had a deep thigh strain, that would be more difficult to heal, but I think we've just got some trapped fluid in from, you know, we've all had dead legs, and they bleed, and sometimes they bleed intramuscular, and couldn't get rid of it. So no, disappointed for Jimmy. He was desperate to play, but a really good game for Matt Preston to come in with a big centre forward, and he's a big centre half, and it was just his decision making. You know, we just went, you know, sometimes I know you want to win everything, but just pick your times when you win it, when you don't win it. But I thought again, you know, he's for a young centre half to come in. You know, he's coming on really difficult games as well, and acquitted himself extremely well.
Fantastic away following this afternoon. 1,200 in the ice cream van stand opposite me. They'll be looking at this result, I suppose, good performance, but they'll look at it and think it's 2 points drop against one of the lower sides again. Is that worrying you? It's only two wins, I know some of it was before your time, against the bottom third of the table.
Does it worry me? I don't look at the table, and it's just we've got our points total, and we work towards that. It's, you know, they're unbeaten in four games. You know, they've turned the corner, they've changed the way they play. They'll give teams massive problems. You know, they had a really good win at home against Rochdale. They drew against Millwall away, so it doesn't really matter where they are on the table. It's just what they are now, and now they're a more confident team. You know. That's another. That will be a fifth game unbeaten, so they'll be looking to, you know, to progress up the league. And you know, anybody who plays them now and treats them lightly, a bit like Blackpool, the same. Anybody who treats them lightly will get, you know, will get a rude awakening.